WWNO continues its weekly series on nonprofits in the New Orleans area. Community Impact is a partnership between WWNO and the Greater New Orleans Foundation. I'm Jasmine Lopez, and today I take you to Eden House.
God, grant me a serenity to accept the things that I cannot change.
This is Eden House. Modeled after Magdalen House in Nashville, Tennessee, it's the first house in Louisiana for adult human trafficking victims or women trying to leave prostitution. A group of residents start their day with a serenity prayer, then discuss their emotions. One resident, who asked to remain anonymous, discusses why she chose to wake up this morning and not go back to a life she decided to leave behind.
Because I'm not waking up to a maid banging on my motel room door saying, checkout time. I'm not waking up to being sick, having that next fix. I'm not waking up because I have to put extra makeup on my face to cover my bruises. Those are things that were my reality for so long. It was a way of life.
According to the U.S. Department of Justice, the average age of entry into prostitution in the United States is 12 to 14. Eden House offers long-term housing and comprehensive recovery services like mental and physical health care, job training, education, and spiritual support. It offers survivors a safe place to overcome difficult pasts while developing skills to move forward in their lives.
If I choose to get up and not pick up that drug, not prostitute myself, not rob somebody, not be mean to a person on the bus, that's going to come out to the universe. That's going to project itself in a way that is positivity and growth for me.
That type of positivity and growth is evident in the residents at Eden House, including one former resident, Christina. We will only use Christina's first name. Christina participated in the two-year program that included living at Eden House. I met Christina at her home, something she says she's very proud to have made happen for herself. So I asked her if she would give me a tour.
Sure, we could take a tour. I love my house. It's spacious. This is my bedroom. This is where I love to come in after work. In my kitchen where I do most cooking. I love to cook. My little restroom.
Christina beams with gratitude as she tells me she speaks to her home when she returns from working at a dry cleaner's every evening.
Every evening, I say, hello, baby, or I'll say, hi, I'm home, because I'm glad to be home. I love it.
Christina's very open about her past and present life experiences.
I am a recovering addict, ex-prostitute. I'm a mother of four. I don't mind talking about anything about my life story, because when I was out there, it wasn't a secret. So it's definitely not a secret now. I was on drugs. I was selling my body for drugs. There are people selling me for drugs and money. My life was just out of control, and it had been out of control for a long time, for many, many years. I was on crack for 16 years, and that was a long 16 years.
It was after moving from Kenner to New Orleans that Christina found out about Eden House. At first, she was daunted by the program's two-year commitment.
I said, oh, my God, 2 years seemed like a long time back then. But I said, if I spent 16 years out on the street smoking crack, I could go sit down somewhere for 2 years and let someone help me learn how to live better. And that's what I did. I was just ready to try anything to really change my life.
And that's exactly what Christina did. She overcame tremendous challenges, including a reprogramming and understanding of her emotions. She tells me she wouldn't have been able to do that before. Something as simple as a purchase of a broken washer would have caused her to break in the past.
Any other time in my life before, I would have blown up and been crying and acting crazy and drinking and fussing and cussing the people out for selling me a raggedy washer. But I just sat and just let the days go by and just like, it's going to work out.
Christina learned to accept challenges that came her way and approach problems step by step. Of all the changes that Christina has made, reconnecting with her family is especially meaningful.
I actually have four grandchildren now. I got the pleasure of having two granddaughters in my sobriety on this side of life, which was great, and I could be there. I'm a more responsible mom now, grandmother. All my daughters are grown now, but we're really just like really getting to know each other right now.
Christina says that her children don't like to talk about the past because that part of her life is over. They're ready to deal with what's happening right now. Christina's learning to live in the present, too. Learn more about Eden House at WWNO.org. For WWNO, I'm Jasmine Lopez.